This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Authorities in the U.S. city of Indianapolis say 8 people were shot and killed and several others injured Thursday night at a FedEx facility near the airport. A spokesperson said when officers arrived at the scene just after 11 p.m. local time, it was an active shooter situation. Police said the alleged gunman has taken his own life. It is unclear how many people have been shot at this time or all of their conditions, but multiple victims have been transported to area hospitals. The identity and motive of the shooter have not been released. We'll continue to follow the story, obviously, and we'll bring you the very latest as more information becomes available. President Joe Biden is welcoming Japan's Prime Minister to the White House later today in his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader, a choice that reflects Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global challenges. Biden and Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also look to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. The Biden administration calls managing U.S. policies toward the Indo-Pacific, where China under Xi is flexing growing economic and military power, the primary challenge for the United States. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Daily infections of COVID-19 crossed 200,000 in India Thursday, making it the highest anywhere in the world. After imposing one of the world's strictest lockdowns for nearly 3 months last year, India's government relaxed almost all curbs by the beginning of 2021. Now many regions, including Mumbai, are introducing localized restrictions. The government has blamed a widespread failure to practice social distancing and wearing face masks. Experts have blamed everything from official complacency to aggressive variants. China's success at controlling the coronavirus outbreak has resulted in a population that has seemed almost reluctant to get vaccinated. So it is accelerating its inoculation campaign by offering incentives, free eggs, store coupons, and discounts on groceries and merchandise to those getting a shot. After a slow start, China is now giving millions of shots a day. A top government doctor announced the goal of vaccinating 560 million of the country's 1.4 billion people by June. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the death toll in the United States has increased significantly in the past year, with more than 600,000 COVID-19 deaths being a major cause of the increase. The UN humanitarian chief warned Thursday that the world's largest humanitarian crisis in Yemen is getting worse, with COVID-19 pandemic roaring back in recent weeks as the world's poorest country faces a large-scale famine. UN Security Council Mark Lowcock said tens of thousands of people already are starving to death, with another 5 million just a step behind. Lowcock added that March was also the deadliest so far this year for civilians, with more than 200 killed or injured as a result of hostilities. A quarter of the casualties in the oil-rich central province of Marib were Houthi rebels' forces are pressing a military offensive. And rescuers are still trying to locate 12 people missing from a capsized ship in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of the U.S. state of Louisiana. The guard says a dive team will continue their efforts on Friday. Searchers have recovered one body and 6 other people were rescued when the ship collapsed on Tuesday, or rather capsized. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.